fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives as we honour a part of ourselves.
Welcome, loyal viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 on Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Rikam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjiale Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mongrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Yemen receives $24 million in food aid from the United Nations. In education news, an organization in the United Kingdom donates to enhance education in Nigerian schools. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 11th, the 2580th birth anniversary of renowned Taoist philosopher and legendary sage Lao Tzu is observed. Taoists in many places, including China and Formosa or Taiwan, honor Lao Tzu, whose name literally means Venerable Master, with festivals and pilgrimage ceremonies. He is revered and regarded as the founder of Taoism. The Tao Te Ching, a collection of Lao Tzu's wise sayings explaining the principles of Taoist teachings, is one of the most translated books in the world and one of the most loved texts in history. May the great master Lao Tzu's timeless legacy continue to be a source of spiritual inspiration and illumination, guiding many on the path of goodness and inner peace. Please tune in this Saturday, March 14, 2009, on Vegetarian Elite for a tribute program to the beloved and enlightened sage, Lao Tzu.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. Over the month of February, heavy rains caused village after village to be flooded and in serious need of emergency food and supplies.
On February 7th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $50,000 as one of the many times she had given out of her concern for the flood-prone country. She also conveyed this message to the relief team. Go with God's love and comfort to these destitutes. Tell them my heart aches for them. Thank you for your help. Qinghai.
A few days later, when new floods in the department of Nerino prompted the Colombian Emergency Commission to request more urgent aid, Supreme Master Qinghai sent another $30,000 contribution.
By then, over 12,000 families were in need of help, especially as tens of thousands of hectares of crops had been destroyed. The total $80,000 donation made by Supreme Master Qinghai in February was used to purchase an equivalent of $511,000 in supplies, if bought in the United States, based on Colombia's cost of living. Part of our association's relief team travel costs were also covered by Supreme Master Qinghai, who had promised this at the time of pledging the donation.
Our association's relief team members from Colombia and Costa Rica met in Bogota, Colombia, and traveled to the affected regions. There they distributed food, mosquito nets, and blankets to the villages. Some deliveries were made possible only by traveling on rivers that fortunately were receding. Many of the communities reached were impoverished, with some just receiving aid for the first time then. Villagers warmly expressed their surprise and gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for thinking of them.
Qinghai, que Dios te bendiga, te guarde y siempre te proteja por haber tenido la amabilidad y ese amor para con nosotros los damnificados acá, aunque no nos conoces, pero en tu corazón nos tienes. Por eso te doy las gracias.
Por el último, quiero agradecerles pues a Super Maestro Qinghai, Brigano Dutamala, Nuegambi, Amaltabindas Matki, ese es nuestro idioma. Quiere decir agradeciéndole a ustedes, al Master Qinghai, a ese apoyo que está nos dando.
Le pido bendición y yo sé que él me la da. Yo sé que él me la da, yo sé que él me la da. Le pido bendición y yo sé que él me la da. Yo sé que él me la da, yo sé que él me la da.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her vital assistance to the Colombian people. We also thank our association's relief teams from Colombia and Costa Rica for their dedicated and efficient work. We pray that the ordeal of the flood victims in Colombia will soon pass in their return to normal productive lives, and that disasters such as these vanish as we strive to spread greater care and compassion in our world.
Severe storms touched down in the Midwest. Over the weekend, storms sweeping through Indiana brought a tornado that destroyed 3 trailers and damaged 20 others in its path, with one home that was destroyed in the southern part of the state, along with 19 others damaged. Another 2 tornadoes in the neighboring state of Illinois damaged 30 buildings and 3 people suffered minor injuries, while thousands were temporarily without power. The city of Findlay, Ohio, prepared for possible flooding, as rains caused the local Blanchard River to rise 2.5 meters in just one day, closing several roads.
On March 10th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 to assist the affected with urgent items. She also sent a message saying, "Go with God's love and prayers, Qinghai." We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her rapid response to alleviate hardship in the Midwestern United States. We add our sincere prayers for the well-being of all locals affected by these storms and for their soon restoration of productive day-to-day lives.
Let us better care for each other and the environment to help minimize further potential weather extremities as these.
Tens of thousands homeless from Angola floods. Floods from recent heavy rains have swept away homes and destroyed crops, affecting 22,000 people in Kuvalai, Kwanhama, and Namakunda provinces. Water levels are now receding, allowing government aid such as food, tents, and medicines to reach the flood victim families who have sought refuge in shelters and in public schools. Thankfully, there have been no reports of casualties or injuries. Supreme Master Qinghai pledged a $20,000 donation on March 10th if a relief team is able to go and help. In Angola, this amount could purchase an equivalent of $142,000 in needed supplies, if bought in the United States based on the local cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai added this message, "Please go with much empathy and love, Qinghai. Our warm appreciation, governments in Angola, for your timely and caring assistance to those affected. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving care from afar. May the Angolans swiftly recover their normal lives as we pray for such disruptive events to be eased through our more benevolent stewardship of Mother Earth."
Fires in Costa Rica. In the southern part of the country, about 1,000 hectares of forests and lands near La Amistad International Park and the shared border with Panama are blazing, and 55 firefighters are working to bring the flames under control. Costa Rica's National Fire Management Program Chief, Luis Diego Roman, said that the fire is moving near two rivers that provide water for 20,000 residents. Since January, firefighters have been coping with 26 fires burning across 8,000 hectares of pastures and forests. Fortunately, no injuries or fatalities have been reported. Thank you, gallant firefighters, for your heroic efforts to contain the fires. May the people, animals, and land of Costa Rica be protected from further such effects through our consideration and kindness to nature.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
First Portuguese city to ban bullfighting. Mr. Defensa Moura, president of the municipality of Viana do Castelo in Portugal, has made his city the first in the nation to rid itself of bullfighting. Any display involving bulls is forbidden in the city's public areas, and there will be no licenses for doing so. Mr. Moura also purchased the local bull ring to establish a science and education centre instead, saying the defence of animal rights is not compatible with accepting spectacles of animal torture which cause unjustifiable suffering. Our heartfelt gratitude to Mr. Defensa Moura and the municipality of Viana do Castelo for your noble and compassionate leadership. Such caring initiatives as yours are rewarded by heaven and the gratitude of the animals in reminding us to respect all life on Earth.
U.S. First Lady serves healthy lunch at local kitchen. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama made a surprise visit to a local soup kitchen in the region of the nation's capital, where she helped serve an affordable meal highlighting fresh fruits and veggies. Miriam's Kitchen is a privately funded organization in a Presbyterian church, which has provided homemade meals to the homeless for the past 26 years, using only fresh local and organic foods. The First Lady's office donated 8 crates of fresh fruit, including apples, bananas, pineapples, and melons, with some being served in the fruit salad that day. Mrs. Obama encouraged all donors to bring fresh, healthy food to local soup kitchens across the country, emphasizing that a low-cost meal should also be nutritious. You have won our hearts, First Lady Michelle Obama. Your shining example of kindness and caring support of good health is surely an inspiration for the nation and indeed our world. May we all join in celebrating the vitality of abundant fresh fruits and veggies. Supreme Master Qinghai admired for raising global awareness and hope. In the online news magazine, The American Chronicle, France-based journalist and vegan Gwenedy paid tribute to Supreme Master Qinghai's efforts in alerting the world to the critical situation of a warming planet and for offering much-needed guidance as well as hope. The following are excerpts from the article she wrote in English, titled, Qinghai Soars Above the Fray.
In fact, it is Qinghai and her followers who almost single-handedly have forced the worldwide media to finally report the story, untouched and untouchable for years, of what the most eminent scientists say about global warming. For we have not been told that the melting of the poles simultaneously creates toxic methane gas chimneys in the polar seas. By the time the poles are gone, scientists estimate there will be so much toxic gas in the atmosphere that our Earth will no longer sustain life as we know it now. But Qinghai's position is that there is still hope. The meltdown can be stopped, even at this late hour. Our planet can be saved. How? By reducing global warming, fast. And one easy step which each individual can take without asking any permission, investing in any material or consulting anyone, is to stop supporting the industrial production of animals for human consumption, which it is estimated contributes more than 18% of the total greenhouse gases responsible for global warming.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, renowned nutrition researcher and international best-selling author, informed us of very new figures from the World Bank, stating that, in fact, the livestock industry's generation of total greenhouse gases exceeds not 18%, but 50%.
And I just had some information from my friends at the World Bank just recently that the new figures now indicate that at least half of the greenhouse gases that are up there now, not the 15 or 20%, mm-hmm. at least half and maybe considerably more, mm-hmm. are due to livestock production.
Gwenedy, who as a vegan has been aware of the dire situation caused by meat consumption, concluded with the wish that there still is time for planetary survival.
Let us hope that Qinghai is right, and that there is still hope that humanity will once again survive a crisis that is ultimately of its own making.
Indeed, Supreme Master Qinghai's extraordinary endeavors and leadership has helped many to make the life-saving change needed to save the planet. We appreciate journalist Gwenedy for this expressive article and join the author in optimistic outlook that we not only will survive the planet's crisis, but with heaven's grace, will create an even better world for all co-inhabitants. Save our planet. Cape Verde farmers boost food production through hydroponics. With little rainfall and less than 10% cultivable land on the Republic of Cape Verde, a set of islands off the coast of Western Africa, some farmers have sought to boost food production and nutrition through hydroponic farming techniques. By employing a nutrient solution and gravel instead of soil, hydroponic farmer Sergio Roque Montero said that he uses less than a fifth of the water and only a portion of the land that would be needed for traditional farming. With plans to expand his business, Mr. Montero stated that hydroponics can help fill both the production and nutrient gaps by planting a variety of products that provide plentiful and nourishing sustenance. What a green way to go, Mr. Montero. We wish ever more bountiful harvests for the people of Cape Verde, as more farmers make the switch to the efficient yet bountiful practice of hydroponics. During the SOS International Conference on Urgent Problems of Climate Change, held in January 2009 in Mongolia, Supreme Master Qinghai gave some tips regarding such alternative ways of farming.
If more and more people choose organic farming as well, we help each other to the best possible of our ability and most gentle way for all beings and the earth. From then, we can share food. Since we have so much food, We can do that through such a method as hydroponics. You can even plant and harvest indoors. So we can do it also by ourselves. There's no need even farmers. If we have a little garden, we can plant it ourselves. Or if we have balcony, we can even plant it in water. We must start now so that you can have your own vegetable. It's very easy. If you just have a little pot even on the balcony, the size you want, and you just sow some seed on it, a few days later, you already have some vegetable, salad, for example.
Save our planet. Geneva Auto Show displays air-powered car. At the recent Geneva Auto Show in Switzerland, French firm MDI displayed the AirPod, a three-wheeled car that runs on compressed air. Travelling up to 220 kilometres on one 175-litre tank of this zero-emission source, the compressed air supplies can be recharged in 8 hours with electricity outlets or in just 2 minutes at specially designed air stations. The €6,000 vehicle will soon be pilot-tested by Air France and KLM Airlines, and then in the French city of Nice in December. What an advancement in road transportation! Kudos, MDI, for your eco-friendly development. We can't wait to be able to travel in this air-powered vehicle towards a cleaner, brighter future.
Save our planet. California, USA cities sign climate change agreement. San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose have formed the Bay Area Climate Change Collaborative. The goal of the group is to coordinate individual city policies on reducing carbon emissions, conserving water use, improving green building standards, and increasing sustainable energy production. Plans also include training and employing 20,000 green workers, as well as adaptation measures for global warming-related sea level rise. Cities of San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose, we laud your efforts to unify in addressing this urgent matter of our time. May cities, states, and nations worldwide join in similarly green leadership to safeguard our planet for a sustainable future.
Save our planet. Swedish Parliament discusses meat tax to mitigate climate change. How to reduce meat consumption's climate impacts was the title of a recent seminar and panel discussion at the Swedish Parliament in Stockholm. The head of the Nordic Office for the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, Christina Engfeldt, spoke of the organization's concern about the impact of the livestock industry on climate change, world hunger, and human health.
Distinguished scientists specializing in environment and agriculture also presented their findings, including a possible meat tax. Also present were members of the Swedish Parliament, including European Parliament member Jens Holm. This meeting came just days after the multi-language release of Mr. Holm's co-authored report, The Livestock Industry and the Climate, along with the launch of the new information resource website, www.meatclimate.org. Supreme Master Television had a chance to interview some of the speakers.
You can design a tax scheme, a consumption tax scheme on food that is based on the amount of greenhouse gases each category of food emits in a way that you actually increase the tax on those commodities like meat that emits more, especially beef and lamb meat, and decrease the tax, the value-added tax that we have in many European countries for like beans. That could be a very good option.
And all these decisions will have to be taken at the political and institutional level. We will have to put a price on land areas for growing food, for fodder, for water, for waste management.
We asked Ms. Engfeldt what would be the picture if no action was taken on the unsustainable livestock industry.
Then we will double the negative effects on the environment, and we are already at an untenable, unsustainable level when it comes to waste management, when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions, to pollution, to destruction of natural resources, land, water, ecosystems, biological diversity. And then again, we will not find a way to live healthy lives a few years from now, and our children and grandchildren will inherit a very polluted world. If more people would choose to live a healthier life and have a more balanced diet, eat less meat or preferably no meat, we could ensure that we would decrease environmental degradation, and we could decrease world hunger, and more people would be able to look forward to a better life in the future.
We wholeheartedly agree with the call of Ms. Ingfeldt, Dr. Worsenius, Swedish Parliament members, and others for urgent measures towards sustainability, including reducing the impact of meat consumption on the environment. We pray that the world's governments will step forward in wise actions to pass on a planet that supports the lives of our children and all beings on Earth.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save Our Planet. The island nation of Cyprus has initiated a 2-year action plan to restore her forests from previous drought and fires, including irrigation installation and water stations to help the animals remain in their natural habitat. Save Our Planet. Of the 88 vital wetland areas in India that are considered to be of international importance, 45% are under moderate to high threat due to activities such as fishing and pollution, with West Coast estuaries listed as highly endangered.
The stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Today we're going to share a tip with you on cleaning with a fresh scent.
That sounds nice, Fufu.
It is, Yuyu. The key is to use essential oils like lemon, eucalyptus, tea tree, or lavender that have great cleaning and antiseptic properties.
For example, tea tree and eucalyptus oils are disinfectants, and orange and lemon oils are known for how well they clean. Lavender has a great aroma.
Do you have a quick recipe for a cleaner, sweet Yuyu?
Sure do, Fun Fufu. Just mix 1 cup of water, 1 tablespoon vinegar, and 3 drops or more, depending on your preference, of the essential oil you are using.
Wonderful! Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Brazil, our association members from Goiânia, Brazil, participated in the Union's Village Fair in Goiânia to promote the many benefits of a vegetarian diet. At this colourful event, jewellery, toys, clothing, footwear and other arts and crafts were displayed. Our association members offered complimentary samples of soya protein to show what a delicious meat substitute it can be. Vegetarian sandwiches were also shared with many who were delighted to find something healthy and tasty to eat.
Delícia! É igual Maria Braga, ó.
In addition, our association members distributed SOS flyers and recipes for cooking with soy protein. Also, DVDs of international conferences in which Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the importance of being vegan to save our precious planet were shown. We pray that all Earth citizens heed Supreme Master Qinghai's and many esteemed scientists' urgent message and adopt a compassionate plant-based diet today. With God's unconditional grace and everyone's effort, our magnificent planet can be preserved.
In world news, the United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, donates $24 million in food aid to Yemen. The funds will be used by 8 governorates in the nation to help supply food to more than 500,000 people in need. The WFP Emergency Relief Project will focus on supplying nutritional supplements to nursing mothers and children younger than 5. Staples such as cereal, high-protein pulses, sugar, oil and salt will also be distributed to the most disadvantaged families. The WFP envisions assisting 1.5 million people in Yemen in 2009. Our heartfelt gratitude and heaven bless World Food Programme for your caring actions in helping the gentle people of Yemen. As we take the vital step to ensure a more sustainable planet, may all be granted healthy and vibrant lives. Up next on Otwasi News, the British Council donates computers to Nigerian schools. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more gladdening news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for a lovely world. In education news, a United Kingdom charity donates over €5,000 worth of equipment to Nigerian schools. The British Council, established 75 years ago to foster cultural appreciation between people in the United Kingdom and other countries, has made the contribution to 6 schools in Nigeria. The supplies given include desktop computers, digital cameras, a video recorder, mobile phones and internet connections. The support is part of the group's Connecting Classroom program, which builds partnerships with schools worldwide through collaborative curriculum projects and professional development. Our hats off, British Council, for your thoughtful and generous gift to the students of Nigeria. May the Providence grace you with much success as you help bring young people closer together, creating a more harmonious world.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled, She Loves Me.
Two kids met each other, and one asked the other, does your teacher like you? Like? Oh, she loves me. Look at all the kisses she puts on my homework.
And now for our viewers' heartline. Ruluth wrote to us after watching Trees, the Longings of the Earth, on a journey through aesthetic realms on Supreme Master Television. In addition, Ruluth has made his own video on trees and posted on YouTube.
Humans have taken the earth, nature and trees for granted. We destroy our own world. Let's hope we can stop the massive destruction and save the earth's beauty. Ruluth from the United Kingdom.
Creative Ruluth, thank you for your comments and kind concerns. Your video showing the majesty of trees is so beautiful. We must indeed preserve our spectacular ecosphere. Let us pray that humanity joins together to protect all interconnected life on our home planet. Only a vegan diet will accomplish that with the speed we need to save our Earth. Please help share this message far and wide, in heaven's luminous light.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and stories. If you would like to share them with us, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Supreme Master Television is available all around the world, any day of the year and any time of day.
May blissful wonders in our world bring joy to you and your loved ones.
Music.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With a smoking ban already in place for restaurants, the City Council of Toronto, Canada, passes an additional regulation that prohibits smoking near children's playgrounds and wading pools.
The World Bank reports that Sri Lanka's sound use of resources has resulted in the country being ranked the best provider of prenatal care in South Asia.
As reconciliation talks continue, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reaffirms his commitment to work with the Hamas party on a new unity government.
Russia's Moscow University collaborates with Saudi Arabia to inaugurate a new Arabic teaching center, promoting the two countries' cultural exchange.
The government of Western Australia proposes a nationwide ban during certain hours on television advertising of alcohol to protect teenagers.
The Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization and other Jordanian organizations are sending 96 tons of humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza.
Japanese scientist Kazuhiro Taniguchi invents EarSwitch, a device resembling headphones that can control room lights, iPods, and other electronic devices, all by sensing the wearer's facial expressions.
Kuwait expresses active support for the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's, or FAO's, call for an international conference on food security.
According to recent announcements, 4,000 British troops in Iraq will return by July 2009. Ahead of the 12,000 US troops going home in September.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.